Now, on your report, you talk about the reputation of the banking industry being badly damaged by the global financial crisis, compensation, of course, on the decline. Describe to us this talent crisis that the industry is facing.
Yeah, I mean, I think banks are really facing a talent crisis on two fronts. One is the ability to attract new talent, and the other is retaining their existing employees. If you look through the data from world's leading business schools, such as the Ivy League and Oxbridge, you're seeing a significant decline in the number of graduates choosing investment banking as a career destination, and a fundamental paradigm shift in a move towards technology careers, such as Google, Amazon, Facebook, and so on. Within the industry itself, you're also seeing a big change in the dynamics about whether people genuinely would like to stay. And what we've seen from data, reported data, and our project work in the past few months is there is definitely an increase in voluntary turnover rates within the banks. And that comes as a big surprise, because that means even as banks are bringing the axe down on their global headcounts, the people that they actually want to stay are packing up and leaving in increasing numbers.
So the compensation issue, I would imagine, is one component, but you just touched upon something there, the nexus between kind of investment banking and technology. And I'm wondering about the degree to which, aside from the sales side of the equation, trading, the way that a lot of the back office stuff is happening, whether or not technology is becoming more and more prevalent and there's less opportunity for people.
Yeah, without a doubt. I think that's one aspect of it. I think technology is replacing a lot of the manual processes that banks would engage in, especially in their middle to back office. So fintech firms especially are on the rise, looking to kind of fill a void that the banks haven't quite been able to address. You're also seeing a fundamental change in the way that the industry just engages with its clients. I mean, there is a movement, especially in the trading world, away from high-touch trading over to electronic DMA, algorithmic program trading. And as a result of that, the human aspect of the way the industry engages with its client base is changing drastically.
I wonder why this would be important for banks. What would be the tangible cost to the industry?
Well, I think what banks need to really bear in mind is that when they are literally keeping aside the people that they want to stay, and those people are packing up and leaving, there is a very, very real cost to banks in terms of replacing them. There's very tangible costs, such as increased salary premiums or headhunter fees and onboarding fees attached to bringing a new hire on board. But there's also hidden costs associated with lost revenue, potential time for a new hire to get up to speed. And especially when you're looking in the front office, our estimates in our report are anywhere up to three times the annual total compensation to replace a good mid-level front office global markets employee. So, and I mean, these are costs that banks aren't really factoring in and can't really isolate themselves. But I think when we go through our calculations, we can very conservatively estimate that these are very real costs that banks have to face.
So I'm wondering whether this is a reliable leading indicator of some kind of consolidation in the industry. I mean, if bankers see the dearth of A-level talent, let's call them the A-level, maybe you want to leverage your resources and share more positions. I mean, is it maybe a harbinger of some kind of consolidation in the industry?
I definitely think the industry is consolidating. In Asia, you're seeing another dynamic with the regional banks stepping in and especially taking market share from the globals. I think it's the global banks that are really facing a lot of pressure at the moment, especially banks that operate a universal business model. And I think there's going to be some very tough decisions that they need to make around where they participate in terms of their products, their markets, and the client bases that they ultimately would like to service.
What can banks do in order to retain this talent? Is it more about hiking compensation, about job stability? Is it about changing their culture?
Well, I think at this point, it's very hard to just say that banks can go and, you know, increase compensation for their employees. There's a big regulatory overlay that limits the capacity for banks to address employee compensation. But really, when we're looking at the report and getting feedback from a lot of bankers, we fundamentally feel that people just want to feel engaged in their careers. And a lot of the budget cuts that have come through in banks have eaten into things that people do value. Education, training, team activities, any collaborative exercises and team building. And the number one driver or the number one, important factor that people look at when choosing a banking employer, according to our survey data, is team dynamics. And that reflects on the culture of the banking institution itself. And this is where that big problem comes in our view, because no matter how many policies or procedures that you put in place, if there is a cultural problem within the industry, those policies and procedures will not be effective unless the tone is set from the very top.